Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Yes, sir. This is Travis Dusterhoff. I got one of y'all's deals in my mail about a business loan. And I'm calling to see how I can help me, or if y'all can.
All right. Do you have the 16-digit reservation code from the mail?
Yes, sir, I do. It is 2311-4201-0013-6939.
All right, perfect. Just give me one second here. I'll bring up your business profile. Okay. And Travis, what is the name of your business?
It's just under my name right now. Yeah. It's under Travis Dusterhoff.
Gotcha.
I own a clean out business. I clean out chicken houses for Sanderson Farms, Pilgrim's Farms, and Tyson Farms.
Okay. Tyson's. All right. What's the best number to reach you just in case we get disconnected?
979-200-9359.
Okay, perfect. Oh, yeah. Ask you 1 second here. Just taking a little longer to load than usual. All right. All right, perfect. And we had your mailing address correct at 103 Sunset Lane in Somerville?
Yes, sir.
Okay, excellent. And, yeah, it looks like here that we had sent you that offer for financing for both equipment and for capital. What were you looking for today?
I'm needing, you know, some help with some equipment and some capital. The season this year started out pretty decent. I was doing really good. Well, now yeah, I'm over here in southeastern Texas where we're getting a whole lot of rain.
Yeah.
And it's kind of biting me right now, you know, and I just started my business in January, and I've been doing this sort of stuff for 13 years now, but I was working for another company. I wanted to break off and do my own.
Yeah.
And I know everything I've got to do. I'm good at what I do, and I work very hard. Just to be honest with you, I picked a bad year to do it. You know, Mother Nature is biting me every step of the way. And I just, I've got the equipment to work like land when it's dry. But I don't have the equipment I need to work inside the houses when it's wet. And that's one of the biggest things hurting me right now is I'm shut down until it dries up unless I can get this other equipment that I need to work inside when it's wet.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching the news, watching what's going on in Texas, and it's terrible. It's tragic.
I mean, this business I'm in, it is a great business. There's a lot of money to be made here.
Yeah.
It's like I say, I picked a very bad year to try and get started.
Yeah.
But I mean, as soon as it dries up, if I can hold on to everything, I assure you, it's a great ordeal. There's a lot of money to be made.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be behind you before you know it. So, so what kind of equipment do you need to clean the inside of the chicken houses when it's wet?
Okay, I'm needing a 90 horse tractor, four wheel drive, and I need a windrow machine. It's called a windrow machine. It's for windrowing the litter, so that we can cook the litter. And then I need about a 65 horse skid steer machine.
Mm-hmm.
I already own one skid steer. And I've got a spreader truck, but like I say, them there are for working out on the land when it's dry. The tractor and windrow machine I need, that's the equipment I need, and then, you know, I'm needing a little bit of capital on top of that to, you know, just help out to keep my business going until it does get better.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, just for starting in January, you already have contracts with Tyson and you said some Amish farms.
No, sir. Tyson is a big chicken corporation. Yeah. Pilgrims is a big chicken corporation.
Right.
And Sanderson Farms, they're all three of the biggest chicken corporations in the world.
What's up? Great start to your business. What do you typically do in revenues each month?
Well, it depends. I can tell you this from January to the end of March, I made $60,000 on it. That was gross.
Mm-hmm.
I grossed $60,000. And from, you know, like I said, that's when things was really busy. And then from that point, I've kind of slowed down since the end of March. I've probably only made about $10,000. Because, I mean, things have just gotten really slow for me. I mean, there's other companies out there working. There ain't many people wanting to do what I want to do, what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind doing it because I don't mind getting dirty and I don't mind working.
Yeah, and it sounds like before this flooding, you know, that was one heck of a business to get into, I mean, money-wise. So.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we just need to get through this rough patch.
And that's just a pin drop on what I could make if I had all the equipment that I needed to really go the way I need to go. And I mean, I really think I could knock down $300,000 a year pretty easy if I had the right equipment and, of course, weather. Let me do what I need to do.
Yeah, I was watching on the news. This one guy, he said he'd never seen anything like that weather in 50 years.
No, sir. No, sir.
That is wild.
Have you ever heard of Somerville Lake?
No.
Okay. Well, I live, you know, a couple miles from Somerville Lake, and it hit its all-time high last week. It broke the record since it's been built. It went 5 feet over the spillway.
It's unbelievable. Isn't there something like the one of the largest waterfalls or something now, just from the flooding? I saw something about that on the news. One of the dams turned into like the world's biggest waterfall or something like that. So it's just
yes, sir. That's right here, close to where I live.
Oh my God. Well, I'm not sure. I want to be straightforward with you. When you start your business in January, and now we're just in the June, we can work with startups. I think the tough part is this. You're right on the border of what we can really do. Typically, we need you to be in business 6 months, and we're right there. So maybe we can make an exception. This is the truth, though. I think that it's a lot more likely we'll be able to get you maybe start you off with, you know, $10,000 as far as capital. And, you know, I'm hoping we can, you know, crunch the numbers for you and see what we can do. So tell me, how much is this 90 horsepower tractor, the four-wheel drive one?
The tractor is going to run right at $20,000. The windrow machine I need is going to run about 12,000.
Okay, and the skid steer?
The skid steer, I think I can find a good used one for about 30,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I definitely run. This is really interesting. You know, just you're right there at the right at the cutoff point for where we work with startups. Maybe we can get you some capital. Was 10 gonna be worth it to you? If we could do 10, is that enough to keep you going?
I mean, that's just 10 total without the equipment, or
yeah.
Okay. No, to be honest, no, sir. I mean, if I've got to pull something, I mean, I got to be able to get the equipment I need.
Yeah, no, I think I don't know if we can do all of the equipment or how's your credit?
My credit right now is not very good due to this slowdown I've got. The slowdown that's hit me has knocked me down pretty good. And my daughter, she had an ordeal happen with her hip a couple years ago. And in the hospital, she ended up, the antibiotics she was on triggered type 1 diabetes.
Oh, my God.
Which, you know, we're good with everything on that. But I've got some doctor bills from then. I mean, I'm slowly paying on them. But, you know, they're still there,
mm-hmm.
and they're hurting my credit pretty good, too.
Okay. Well, we understand medical bills. We understand what medical bills do to people's credit, and these are usually from extraordinary circumstances. So we never hold that against anybody, you know. We look more than just at the score. We see, you know, what's going on, you know, aside from the medical bills, you know, seeing payment history and everything like that. Yeah, I mean, I
well, my payment history for about the last 7 or 8 months has been a little rough. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've always made my payments, and you know, but sometimes I fell behind for a month or two, and then, you know, I'd catch it up. But I've always been able to catch it up, and always do.
Yeah.
You know, but I have fell behind a couple times here and there.
Okay. That's a factor when it comes to equipment, especially when you're a startup, because that's what we have to rely on, right? With getting you working capital, with getting you cash, what we can look at there is typically the we look at the revenues to make sure you can make the, you know, you can pay the note, right? So right now, you're just in a tough spot because you're not depositing much into the bank account and you're getting behind on some payments. I'd be happy to, be more than happy to, you know, put my best foot forward and try to get you something. If we could only get you one piece of equipment, is there anything that would help you that's more important than the others, or?
Well, I tell you what, is there any chance we could do like 40,000?
There's no chance I can give you 40,000 in cash. I can tell you that right now, based on what you've told me about your revenues in the past couple months. I mean, if we were still, if we had started talking before, obviously no one can predict the future and know that there's going to be terrible storm and flooding, then you'd be right on track for that, right? You'd be right around 35,000 to 45,000 if you could have kept up that pace what you were doing in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
We could give you some more cash like that. But right now, what the underwriters are going to do is they're going to look at your recent bank statements and look at your recent deposits, and they're going to see that it's not as strong as it was, and maybe not strong enough to support a loan moving forward, because we can't predict the future either, especially with a startup business. So it's likely we might be able to finance you, get you 100% financing, you know, if the tractor, the windrow machine, something like that for maybe both of those or one of those, you know, that's why I wanted to know if, I just want to know what's most important to you and, you know, and try to make something work. I mean, you're just in a tough spot being a business 5 months and, you know, in this position with the flooding, obviously it's, you know, out of your hands, but, like I said, you don't have a lot of years of history, right, as a business. So you're just high risk. So I don't want to promise you that we're going to finance all three items and get you, you know, a lot of cash. What I want to do is just, you know, like I said, I'll work really hard for you and put my best foot forward. But if push comes to shove and we can't finance all three items, if there's something that, you know.
Well, I tell you what if I could get two of the items? What if I could go ahead and get two of the items at the cost of $10,000? I mean, I would have to be very used pieces of equipment. I was wanting to go with newer, but I can't go with some very used, and I'm very mechanic inclined. So, I mean, it's not that big a worry to me as far as that goes. And truthfully, this stuff really don't break down that much anyways. We don't work it that hard.
Mm-hmm.
What if I could get two of the pieces of equipment I need for the $10,000 range and then get $10,000 in capital? Is that something possible?
Yeah, that's now we're talking. I just want to make it realistic. I know a lot of people you might talk to might lie to you and promise you everything, you know, just to try to get your application in the door. But I just like to be realistic. I hate when people lie to me or try to set unrealistic. That's why I just want to be straightforward with you. That, I think, is your best shot. You know, you're going to save a lot of money. And we work with used equipment all the time. We're privately held, so we don't have a lot of restrictions. We don't have, you know, like Wall Street investors. We're not publicly traded. We don't have Wall Street investors telling us how to lend our money. So, you know, we have a lot more flexibility that way. So that is definitely, I think that's a great idea, and I think that's something that can help you get the equipment you need, and also we'll be able to get you some, you know, cash in addition to that, maybe get you through this rough patch, and so you can start making money again real soon.
Okay.
What's the,
I'm sorry?
No, please, Travis, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if I could do something like that, that would deeply help me.
Hey, so, what's the best email address for you?
Hold on. I mean, my wife handles the emailing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about that. I do the work. She does the email stuff.
I got you. It's normal. It's trust me.
Erica, come here. I need your email address. Okay, it's ERRICA Doosterhoff, DUESTERHOFT at yahoo.com.
Got it. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and email you. I'm going to email you an application for the capital and a separate one for the equipment, okay? And then I'll let you know what we need. It's very simple. Since you didn't, you weren't in business last year, we don't need to worry about any tax documentation, any tax return forms. So it's just going to be some bank statements and a one-page application for each program, because our equipment financing and our capital are two different divisions. So that's why we have two applications for them. I'm going to send them pretty much filled out, okay? So let me ask a couple of questions here. Do you operate your business from your home?
Yes, sir. I guess so. I do all my paperwork here and stuff at the house.
Okay, but you don't have a separate location, though, right,
for your business? So I don't have no office or anywhere.
Okay, perfect. That's fine. Is your do you rent or own your home?
I own it.
Okay. How much is your monthly mortgage note?
on my house is $850.
Okay. All right, and we started in, okay, and, all right, so I'm going to send you, I guess, okay, and you classified your business as a sole proprietorship, right, or are you an LLC?
I'm a full proprietor.
Okay. Excellent. I'm going to go ahead and email you off the two applications and just a reminder list of what we need as far as the bank statements. But what we'll need is whoever you find the equipment from, whoever you find that's selling this used equipment,
yes,
have them give you some kind of quote, right? And some document, some paper that has a description of the item and the price, and we can get the item, and it has to have like their name on it, so their name, the equipment and the price, and we can go ahead and get it approved and get you financed. If you think it might take a couple weeks to find the equipment, we can go ahead and try to get you the capital first. Just one of those situations, if you think you might find the equipment, in the next couple days, it might be worth it to wait, and do the equipment and the capital at the same time and submitting everything together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It shouldn't take me, I can't do nothing more, no later today, but,
Get late.
But I can get started on that first thing in the morning.
That sounds great. I get to work at 6:30, so I'll be here, and that way you'll have my direct line in the email, so you can call me with any questions, anything like that.
Okay. And what kind of payments do you think I'm going to be looking at?
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. So, if we do if we get the two pieces of equipment for $20,000, right, and let's say we get you a 3-year loan, we go up to 5, but let's just be conservative for the conversation's sake. So it's going to be about $555 plus some interest. I don't know what the interest is going to be yet, but I think for the equipment,
that's actually not bad.
Yeah, so I think if you get those two pieces for about $20,000, you should be pretty good shape there. And the $10,000, I don't know how long of a term we're going to be able to give you. So new in business, but if we gave you a year term, that's about $833 without interest. We just got to figure out the interest amount. So.
Yeah,
You're looking at about $1,400 for everything a month plus a little interest, and that would be for a year, and then it would be down to just the equipment, which would obviously cut it over half. So yeah, I think if you can. How did you budget? I mean, you were looking at new equipment that was, $20,000 and $30,000 and $12,000 total. You were looking for about $62,000 for just the equipment. Did you have a payment in mind you were looking for?
Yeah. I was hoping to be somewhere around the $1,000 range.
Yeah. I mean, if you added all those up and you got a 5-year loan, you'd still be over $1,000 a month without interest. So,
yes, sir.
So I think you'll definitely still be, if you get this used equipment, we'll be under budget, we'll be able to get you some cash, have a little room. So we'll see what it comes back as, It's hard to say right now, but I think the best plan is to get the approval, see where you stand and take it from there. See what's best for the business.
Okay. Now, you've already emailed the documents, right?
No, I was gonna wait till I got off the phone. I just wanted to make sure I gave you my full attention. But right, and so I mentioned the equipment payment from a 36-month term. If we can get you a 5-year term, then obviously it'll be a lot less than that. I just wanted to be a little conservative for the conversation because I think that's helpful.
Yes.
I'd rather come in high now and get you a lower payment instead of telling you something low now and get you in a much higher payment later, right? I don't think that's fair to you, so. Yeah, I'd rather just be conservative now and then get you hopefully a much better deal, is, you know, maybe a longer term. But if not, at least get you what I'm talking about on the phone and take it from there. But Travis, it was great talking to you. I'll email this off to you. In the next 5 minutes, I'll put everything together and I'll attach the applications for you to print out and complete and sign, and we'll just take it from there.
Okay, I sure do appreciate it.
You got it, Travis. It was great talking to you. Have a good night.
You too, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.